Well, good afternoon. Have greetings from the Bolivian people and from my president, Evo Morales. I just want to speak very briefly, and then I will be open to any question you have. I want to speak about three things: the process of the negotiation during this week, second, the substance of the negotiation, and third, what we call the missing point of the negotiation. In relation to the process, this morning I personally made a statement expressing to Mr. Pascal Lamy that Bolivia doesn't agree with the process of the Green Room. I said that we are not asking to be invited to the Green Room because we don't want to be part of the privileged group that climbs the Mont Blanc and tells the other 120 members how you see Geneva from the sky. What we want is that all 153 countries, members of the WTO, climb together the Mont Blanc. We are very worried about what is going to happen at the end of the week. We think that it's not acceptable that revised text appear on Friday and that developing countries that haven't been able to participate in the Green Room will have to agree in 24 hours in the formal TNC that is being called for this Saturday. In synthesis, you cannot expect, that is what we said to Mr. Pascal Lamy, to build consensus with the formula take it or leave it for countries that haven't been really engaged in this negotiation process during this week. In relation to the substance, our perception is that developed countries are giving water. And you know what water means in WTO language. They are giving water when it comes to agricultural subsidies. And developing countries are expected to give part of the stake when it comes to NAMA. For the U.S. to reduce its bound levels of OTDs to 15 billion, when its applied OTDs is 7 billion in 2007, means that they are not reducing nothing in reality. In NAMA, some developed countries are going to reduce its bound tariffs in less percentage than SVEs, in less percentage than small and vulnerable economies. Some developed countries will on average cut their tariffs by 25 to 33%, while developing countries are being asked to cut their tariffs by 40 to 60%. It's unfair that a developed country applies only half of the cut in tariffs that a developing country. In relation to special safeguard mechanism, they are trying to put so many limitations that it can be a mechanism that is worse than the general safeguard mechanism that is mainly used by developed countries. And in services, they are trying to approve a new text, even though there is no mandate to do this, in order to push countries to make liberalization without excluding any sector at the highest level possible. For Bolivia, three things are very important, and we have expressed that this morning. We want to exclude basic services that are human rights out of the GATT. A human right cannot be part of the bargaining in the sector of services. Second, we want that in the TRIPS agreement, in paragraph 27.3, it must be clear that there is a prohibition to patent of life, of plants, animals, and microorganisms. Actually, it says that countries may prohibit. We think that it should say should say must, because we firmly think that the future of mankind and life depends on this struggle. This is for us something crucial. It is the vision of the indigenous people of my country and around the world. And a third thing that we have expressed, it's very important for developing countries. Most of them are negotiating bilateral or regional agreements with developed countries, is to have a clear interpretation of Article 24 of the GATT, so that this article establishes that developed countries cannot ask for reciprocity when it comes to bilateral or regional trade agreements with developing countries. If in the WTO we are saying that we accept less than full reciprocity, it is not acceptable that in a bilateral or a regional agreement, developed countries are asking for reciprocity, as we are seeing in different association agreements and EPAs. To finalize, in relation to the missing issues, for us the missing issues in this round are the food crisis, the energy crisis, and the climate change crisis. For us, the food crisis is going to get worse with more free trade. Free trade is not the answer to the food crisis. The states have the right and the obligation to guarantee food in quantities and prices that are acceptable for their population. This means they have the right and they must have the capacity to regulate their imports and exports. In relation to the energy and climate change crisis, let me finish with some words of my president's letter, Evo Morales, to the WTO. Countries should prioritize the consumption of what we produce locally. A product that travels half around the world to reach its destiny can be cheaper than other that is produced domestically. But if we take into account the environmental costs of transporting that merchandise, the energy consumption, and the quantity of carbon emissions that it generates, then we can reach the conclusion that it's healthier for the planet and for humanity to prioritize the consumption of what is produced locally. Foreign trade must be a complement to local production. In no way can we favor foreign markets at the expense of national productions. In the 21st century, a development round can no longer be about free trade, but it rather has to promote a kind of trade that contributes to the equilibrium between countries, regions, and the Mother Earth, establishing indicators that allow for an evaluation and correction of trade rules in terms of sustainable development. Thank you very much, and we are open to any question that you have.
My question is, you have a very pessimistic view of the negotiations. Where do we go from there? Do you think a repeat of Cancun will happen at the end of the week in Geneva? And what are the options open to you?
In our perception, if we are looking for a developing round, we think this is not going to be accomplished by the end of the week. So in that perception, we think that there should be a discussion between all the governments to really take a new road in relation to WTO negotiations, so they really take into account the real problems that our people and our Mother Earth is facing. That is the only way to really try to solve this crisis that the WTO is facing. Yes?
Ministro, quería saber cómo se coloca Bolivia respecto a la
I don't know if everybody has. Well, oh, you don't have a mic.
Sí, ministro, quería saber cómo se posiciona Bolivia respecto a al documento de Paraguay y Uruguay sobre el mecanismo, criticando el mecanismo de salvaguardias especiales que autoriza a poner medidas proteccionistas a los países emergentes.
En relación a este tema, nosotros creemos que mecanismo especial de salvaguarda está pensado sobre todo para proteger a los países en desarrollo de grandes exportaciones que pudieran venir de los países en desarrollo, de los países desarrollados. Y que obviamente en el caso de Paraguay y Uruguay tiene que haber una suerte de tratamiento especial para que no pudieran ser afectados. El problema de que los productos paraguayos o uruguayos invadan y hagan desestabilizar los precios agrícolas a nivel internacional no es un peligro real. Creo que la medida de la salvaguardia especial no está dirigida contra volúmenes de exportación como los que podrían presentar en ese caso Paraguay y Uruguay. Thank you very much. If there isn't any more questions, please.
If the WTO is going down the path of ever more liberalisation, what is the point even being a member of this organisation? Isn't it time that maybe to call an end to it and pull out? Has your government ever considered that?
Our government hasn't considered that. What we have considered is that we must change the course of the current negotiations. We must begin to discuss more about the real problems, as I said, and less about some myths like free trade. Free trade, in reality, doesn't exist. One-third of the trade of the world trade is trade between companies. And another part of the trade, there is strong subsidies from the north, and you know it. So let's talk about the reality and how we are going to face the biggest problems that we are going to have in the next years or that we are already having, like the food crisis and the energy crisis. So we think we must begin to discuss this and see how can trade contribute to this, because we agree that trade is necessary, but not under this kind of myths of like free trade. Well, thank you very much.